May it please the court. My name is Mark Marin. I represent plaintiff Mako Rodriguez. And this case epitomizes a problem we're increasingly seeing in defense of police misconduct cases, or in the, not defensive, but in the litigation of police misconduct cases. And that is the deliberate stonewalling by defense counsel of their obligation to engage in legitimate discovery exchanges. In this case, there were
That may be true. What's on appeal here? The only thing that's on appeal is whether or not the judge kept the protective order in place. Isn't that the only thing we're looking at?
I think we would drill down a little bit on that and say that the judge applied the wrong standard and did not even look at the particularized harm, didn't follow M. Ray Roman Catholic Archbishop case and look at the proper procedure for evaluating whether documents were properly subject to a protective order, didn't impose.
Yes, but what would you have us use the coercive power of the courts to do here? What's your relief?
To remand the matter back to the lower court to have them actually do the proper balancing, to actually apply this court standard to determine whether the documents which are still labeled confidential are properly covered by a protective order.
Haven't they been released in a redacted form? Or do you want, you know, fewer redactions? Is that what we're talking? I'm not quite sure I understand what's at stake here materially.
Well, we originally got, and that's the problem, we got a stack of documents that are all stamped confidential, which cannot be disclosed outside of this litigation, which presumably means can't be disclosed at all. And the only relief we got from that was that, fortunately, the B intervened, and the court below, Magistrate Judge Brennan, understood then that he had an obligation to look at the proper balancing and apply the test that this court has imposed to determine whether any of those documents were properly covered by a protective order. But the parties, because he recognized that, met and conferred and decided that a large part of them, a large number of them, most of them, in fact, were not properly classified as confidential. And they were, in fact, released with only some redactions. But that stipulation between the B and the County of Sacramento did not cover all the documents. So we still have documents that are...
How many documents are we talking about? What's left in this? What's the delta between the two?
Well, excluding redactions, we're probably looking at about 50 to 100 documents.
So you're saying there's still documents subject to the protective order not revealed or disclosed to the Sacramento Bee, and even a redaction decision hasn't been made as to those documents?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
Are you asking for further actions on the ones that the Bee did get?
We would want the redactions. We would want to review the redactions to determine whether they are in fact proper, whether they retain.
Well, I thought you had the original documents. You know what's been redacted and what the Bee got, don't you?
Well, it's not that easy, Your Honor. I mean, we could do that. We could do a search and compare, perhaps, for the documents. But we were not part of the whole interplay between the Bee and the county to determine what was properly redacted. So we would have to make that independent determination and decide which of those documents, which of those redactions we would like removed. We could do that. We haven't done that yet because the question is a bigger question, whether we're even going to get to do that. And that's why we're asking this court to remand the matter to the magistrate judge so that we can go through the process that should have been gone through in the first place, admittedly subject to fewer documents.
Didn't the magistrate judge make suggestions to you as to how you might proceed to take a look at whether or not the documents should be redacted or not?
No. In fact, what the magistrate judge did was almost chide us for even wanting, after the litigation was concluded, to make these documents public. He said we hadn't shown a continuing interest in the documents, evidencing a lack of grasp of the public's interest in receiving and reviewing these documents. What the magistrate judge did below was just continue the protective order.
And did you make another application to the magistrate, asking the magistrate to reconsider the decision?
No, Your Honor. At that point, the bee intervened, and the focus shifted to actually looking at the standards that should properly be applied in determining whether a protective order was proper or not. And the parties, those parties, then negotiated the release of the reclassification of documents to remove confidential designation in a hefty number of the documents, leaving some which they didn't care about, but which we, as Mako Rodriguez's counsel, still do care about, and leaving us with documents that are redacted. So we can't release our confidential documents because we have
I understand that, but you would have thought that following the bee coming in, that would have suggested to you that the magistrate judge was willing to release these documents, at least to the public, and maybe you should make an application to the magistrate judge.
Well, that could have been an alternative, I imagine, Your Honor.
Okay. So all you're asking us to do is remand this matter to the magistrate.
That's correct, Your Honor.
So, as I understand it, you were not a party to the B's motion to obtain the documents?
That's correct, Your Honor. They intervened, and they appeared in front of the magistrate, who indicated that he had read In Re Roman Catholic Archdiocese, recognized that there was a standard that he had to apply that was a good cause standard, and he was going to have to go through some substantial work, and recommended to the parties, those parties, the B and the county, that they spend time going through these documents to see if they could agree on which documents were not in fact properly covered by a protective order, subject to a protective order, and they did so without our participation. Although I had requested the right to be present during their interaction, and that was denied.
All right. Why don't we hear from Ms. McDermott, and we'll reserve the rest of your time.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You must be muted. Okay, now you're not.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Amanda McDermott. I represent the County of Sacramento in this matter. I must admit, I'm a little taken off guard by the argument just made by counsel, because it's a little different than what's presented in the briefs. The reason why there are additional documents that were not subject to the amendment done after the Sacramento Bee intervened is because the plaintiff, Mr. Rodriguez now, did not challenge those documents or withdrew his challenge to the confidentiality of those documents. So they weren't subject to the original dispute with the magistrate judge. So any challenge there has been waived because it's clearly not prompt at this point. And the stipulated protective order says while you can challenge at any time, there's been no formal challenge to those additional documents. And it clearly would be past the point, I mean, it would be beyond the exception there, because at this point, there's clearly unnecessary cost and unfairness to the other side. So those additional documents that were not subject to the later proceedings with the B shouldn't be at issue here because they have not been properly challenged. Now, additionally, Mr. Marin states that he and his client weren't part, or his client wasn't party to the motion filed by the B. That's not correct. They joined in that motion and requested to lift, modify, or vacate the protective order. The meet and confer that was done at the suggestion of the magistrate did occur between the B and the county. But when we filed the amendment, the proposed amendment, there was no objection asserted by the plaintiff, who was still a party to the case and was joined in that motion. And they've been provided the documents, which have had the confidential designation removed with very minimal redactions that are required by the law. So they're really not beyond the scope of what the county would have to redact.
Do they still have the original documents? I mean, did they comply, or have they been made to comply with the protective order's original requirement that they return the documents and certify that they've done so?
No, they have not, Your Honor. The documents that were never challenged, or the challenge was withdrawn, I should say, they never complied and did not return those documents. And then since they filed this appeal as to the documents that had been challenged, we have not pursued that issue. But no, the originals have never been returned. But the new documents without the designation and with the redactions have been provided to the plaintiff. So they've had those for at least a year at this point. And then not discussed earlier, but as I was initially planning on discussing, is more of a jurisdictional aspect to this case, which is that we don't have a final order by the magistrate judge. I'm not aware of authority that would have given the magistrate the ability to issue a dispositive final discovery order in this case. There was no objection to that order made to the district court. So the plaintiffs have waived their ability to assign error here and appeal it to this court. And it shouldn't apply, or shouldn't be considered a collateral order doctrine for the same reason, or fall under the collateral order doctrine for the same reason. And even if you get past all of those points, there's a huge mootness factor in that, like we've been talking about, these documents, the designation has been removed. There's very limited redactions. They're redactions required by state law. They've been provided to the plaintiff. He's had them. I believe the B has used them publicly. I'm not sure what the issue remains or what relief can be given at this point. And it doesn't seem to be an issue that would come up again, because it's very specific to the protective order entered in this case for these parties, for these specific documents. There's no legal issues still to be determined. And it's very difficult to start making any kind of good cause analysis at this point, as we got past that point. We litigated it again, and there were reasons, and the county ultimately decided not to pursue the good cause issue. So unless there are questions on that point from Your Honor, I don't really want to waste the time getting into that, since those designations have been removed.
I don't have any questions. Judge Collins, Judge Eaton.
Is the county going to move to enforce the return requirement, or is that not before us, or that's just, we should disregard that issue?
I can't speak definitively at this point, but as to the documents that aren't challenged and remain confidential and subject to that protective order and the clause that requires them to be returned or destroyed, I imagine that would be the next step in due course. Uh, I would just like to really emphasize, it seems like we're talking now in this case, although that's not spelled out in the briefing, so it's a little surprising today, about documents that were not the subject of the later motion by the B along with the plaintiff. And those documents, he's probably right, there are probably about 100 or so of those documents were not at issue in front of the magistrate because the challenge there was withdrawn.
All right, thank you, counsel. Mr. Marin.
I'm unmuted now.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Thank you. I think Ms. McDermott is correct that there are a sheaf of documents which remain subject to a protective order. There are the balance of the documents that even were declassified, essentially, which are still redacted in part. And it's an unmanageable situation for us.
Is counsel right in contending that you withdrew the challenge to the designation of the remaining set of documents that are not the subject of the B production?
Not correct, Your Honor. We withdrew some once we understood what the documents were, which took a while even to get that information. We recognized that they were properly classified or properly confidential, and we did not proceed on that basis. But we were not party to what the B and the county agreed. So we don't actually know, except by going through every document, know precisely which of the documents that we didn't agree were not confidential are still confidential. In other words, still classified because they weren't addressed by the meet and confer between the city and the county. And we were not party to it. So there's some documents out there. Now, I think that's getting into the weeds a little bit, because the main thing is that we should be back in front of the magistrate where we can iron this out. It's not something that we should be doing before the Court of Appeal. And frankly, I hadn't brought those documents here and was going to specifically identify them. But I do want to, if the court is interested in this, I would like to address the posture of why this case is in front of you. And I disagree that there's really a jurisdictional issue here. 72A, as we read it, Federal Rule of Civil Procedure, talks about pre-trial issues. This is a post-trial issue. This was
Counsel, I guess the question for me is, what relief can we give you here?
Well, the relief that we're requesting is that we return to the magistrate and he be directed to apply the proper standard in reviewing the remaining documents which were not subject to the stipulated protective order reached between the B and the county, and that he review those redactions which we believe are not proper to protect and necessary to protect against embarrassment, whatever, as provided by Rule 26C.
For that relief is that the magistrate judge erred in as a matter of law in not weighing whether or not the document should be remained confidential under the proper standards.
That's exactly correct, Your Honor.
Because I agree with you, as a court of appeals, we don't usually find ourselves in discovery disputes.
Well, I would submit it at this point, unless there are other questions.
Judge Eden, Judge Collins, do you have any more questions?
Just a housekeeping matter. You referred to your client as Rodriguez. Has the name been misspelled in the caption all along?
It's Rodriguez, Your Honor. I didn't refer to
it as Rodriguez. I misheard that.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say Rodriguez.
Well, then I misspoke.
Sorry. Okay. It's Rodriguez. Right. So it's correct. Okay, great. Rodriguez versus County of Sacramento will be submitted. And this session of the court is adjourned for today. Thank you very much, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.